Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Carrie Lake, who's running for governor of Arizona. She's the front runner by a mile and endorsed by President Trump. We hear about her plans to secure the southern border. And it's pretty compelling, I have to say. It's nice to hear a Republican talk like this. I'm impressed. I really am. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our show, go to charliekirk.com/support. And thank you to the numerous, near countless people that stepped up so amazingly towards the end of the year to support us at charliekirk.com/support. It was really incredible. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war. Go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. We play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war, to pass down American values to future generations. Carrie Lake is here. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by my friends Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage, 888-888-1172, or andrewandtodd.com. Carrie Lake will be joining us any second here. She's been very generous with her time to come join us. And she's running for governor of Arizona. Arizona is our home, and we're very upset with what's been happening in Arizona on a variety of different levels here. And she's, by large measure, the front runner in this race. And a lot of people are saying she's doing a great job. And so it kind of connects to this story right here, which is flights carrying illegals are now landing in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has become the latest location where flights filled with illegals are being flown under the cover of darkness. Former GOP Congressman Lou Barletta, who's running for office, has said, so it's really interesting when you start to now see the kind of movement of illegals across the country. You're starting to ask yourself the question, who is coordinating this? It is my understanding that a total of 130 immigrants, 118 minors, and 12 adults arrived on board a chartered flight. So let me get this straight. There's still Americans that are stranded in Afghanistan, and we don't have the chartered flights to get them out of Afghanistan. But we do have the chartered flights to move illegals into the interior of our country. This is a legitimate scandal. The Biden regime has already allowed plane loads of illegal immigrants or illegals to be flown into New York and Florida in recent months. Now, why Ron DeSantis is allowing that to happen, I don't know. Meanwhile, the Biden regime sent over 70 flights secretly to Jacksonville, Florida over the summer. Could you imagine if there were secret flights that Trump was doing full of Hungarians and Lithuanians? Now, why would I say that? Because Hungarians and Lithuanians tend to vote Republican. No, this is nothing more than taxpayer-funded Democrat voter relocation programs. And even beyond that, it's a deterioration of the rule of law. Part of the compact that we have with our government is that we won't break the law and you won't tolerate those that break the law. It's very simple. It's that we're going to follow the law and you will equally enforce it. That's what the Equal Protection Clause is supposed to be. And with that, you're going to equally enforce the law. So if you're an illegal that marches his way up from Honduras, you get preference. You get a chartered flight into the interior of the United States. But if you're a conservative, you're going to get targeted, potentially audited and outed by that very same government. The hyper preference on the law breaking and the penalization or the targeting or the criminalization on the lawful. Ron DeSantis has done his best to stand up against this. CBS Miami. Ron DeSantis focused on national politics as he rolled out a series of proposals for the legislative session. This is just a couple weeks ago. Saying that he's not going to allow the federal government to bring in illegals into the state of Florida. And the Democrats have yet to answer to any of this. They want this. You see, borders are a symbol of a nation's humility. Borders are a place where you say, we're not going to govern the entire world. We're going to take care of our citizens, our fellow countrymen. We have a social compact. We have an agreement. We have a promise to our citizens, as long as they have a promise to us, to be lawful, to be compliant. We're going to respect their individual rights and liberties. And that's what made the Constitution so unique, is that the U.S. Constitution were rules that the government was not to overreach. The Constitution starts with rules not for the citizens, but rules for the potential tyrants. And that's what's so special about the First Amendment. And I always laugh at people that say, you know, the First Amendment is outdated, is that every major tyrant, despot, and autocrat, they are fearful of dissenting ideas. This is precisely why they do everything they possibly can to kick Dr. Robert Malone off of social media. This is exactly why they need to restrict the conversation of Marjorie Taylor Greene on Twitter. The main reason is that dissenting ideas will not be tolerated by a paranoid regime. And this regime is definitely paranoid. They're willing to use political power and tech power to restrict the dissemination of ideas that might question or delegitimize what they have over the rest of the country. Marjorie Taylor Greene was banned from Twitter this last weekend, also banned from Facebook, two separate private companies that worked in coordination together. Thomas Jefferson famously said that freedom from monopolies is one of the promises of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And when you think about it, in its ideal sense, the promise of the U.S. Constitution is an anti-monopolistic type document. It, by definition, does not allow a singular entity, party, person to control the apparatus of the Leviathan. It has to have all these little different type of pockets. James Madison called this the promise of small R republicanism and an energetic executive, and that they must collide up against each other. That small R republicanism puts these different pockets of power against each other. It makes the buckets of the distribution to be decentralized. And the Constitution is very clear about this in more ways than one. And one of the key aspects of the Constitution that we've been focusing on is the preference of states. Now, I firmly believe that states have been underutilizing their sovereignty in recent years. I think we have been under a mass hypnosis campaign, a propaganda campaign at the very least, by the federal government to believe that the federal government is far more powerful than it really is. The states have the final say, or the states should have the final say. The founders found this to be rational and logical. And again, what the founders knew in the ratification debates, what they know now is the same thing they know now, which is that the state-based system is best because you can hold those people most accountable. Sending an elected official into a far and distant land that is so disconnected from the reality of the state is going to have its issues. That's why the 17th Amendment was so catastrophic, which got basically instituted the direct election of senators and got away from the state house election of senators. And if we do not have strong states, we have a weak country. We right now have a strong and massive overbearing federal government and a kleptocratic corporate class that are working in concert with each other to crush the sovereignty, to crush the future and the ability for these states to actually operate. And in order for us to actually have a constitutional reset, we need states and governors that are willing to actually assert 10th Amendment authority and do what is necessary. One of the states that is right smack dab in the middle of that debate is where we are right now. And it's probably the most important question, which is the state of Arizona. The state of Arizona, a border state, a 50-50 state, lot of California migrants coming to try to destroy Arizona after they destroyed California, but plenty of native Arizonans that are willing to fight. Will Arizona go the way of Denver, or will it go the way of Florida? And so we're going to talk right now with someone who is the front runner of the Arizona governor's race, endorsed by President Trump, someone who's been making headlines, and she's very well liked in Arizona. I can tell you that much. Look, stocks are at all-time high. People are saying things are going well, but you know they aren't. Interest rates are at zero, and the government just printed $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Consumer confidence just hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8%, with parts of the United States seeing rates as high as 8%. Something is not adding up. Inflation is here, everybody, and you got to do something about it. Put some of your assets into precious metals, and it will keep your money away from the volatility markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free America the Beautiful solid silver 5-ounce coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert today at Noble Gold, and they'll run through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. So go right now to NobleGoldInvestments.com or start by calling 877-646-5347, NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. With us is the front runner for the governor's race in Arizona, Trump endorsed.
Yes, indeed.
Newcomer to politics, Carrie Lake. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. It's so good to be here, Charlie.
We have a lot of our listeners that are big fans of yours.
Thank you. Hopefully some of them are in Arizona and they're registered to vote.
And all across the country. And yes, in Arizona, we have a lot of Arizona listeners as well. And the Arizona governor's race is really one of the top five most important races in general, let alone just governor's races. So introduce yourself to our audience. We've been talking to a lot of the Senate candidates. A lot of people have heard of you. You got the Trump endorsement. Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. Love it.
So tell us about yourself.
I just hung up with President Trump before. That's why I was late.
Oh, is that right?
You know, when the president calls you, you don't just say, I can't talk right now. I'm like, Charlie or the president right now? Sorry, Charlie.
He got preference.
And he got preference.
I'm going to give him a hard time about that one. I'm kidding.
No, I have been in Arizona for 27 years. I was a journalist here, a fair journalist here, covering Arizona for 27 years. And the media started taking such a hard left turn, a dangerous turn, so much so, especially during COVID, that I walked away from my high-paying job at a good station in the middle of a great job, in the middle of some very uncertain times, because I no longer felt it was moral work. It felt very immoral to do that job. So that's kind of how I left my job with a splash, and that's how I ended up running for politics. When I left, I wasn't going to go run for politics. I didn't even think about that. But after I left, everyone in Arizona, so many people reached out and said, Carrie, you know, we really admire you, your courage. Thank you for covering this state. Would you consider running for office? We need people with integrity. And it was constant. Every day, people were reaching out and saying that. Dozens of people. So I started to think about it, and I started looking at the 22 election. I'll be honest, I still hadn't gotten over the 2020. At the time, I was still kind of trying to figure out what happened in 2020. But I started looking at what was going on in our state and who was running for governor in 2022. And it really worried me that we didn't have somebody who could get us past the finish line and save Arizona from turning into a socialist state. I'm not willing to let this state go blue without a fight.
And so you got into the race, and there's a couple other people running as well, and people at first didn't really know what to make of you, and you had this amazing kind of announcement video where you're like, I was in journalism, and you were super well-respected for years, still are, and you kind of caught the entire Arizona scene by fire, and then President Trump endorses you.
Yeah. You know, it was really interesting. It was during the Turning Point Action rally. It was an election integrity rally. And you invited all of the candidates to speak. Thank you very much. And I didn't expect that rousing applause and welcome that I would get from that audience. But it was really something. I still think about it, and it kind of gives me chills down my spine. It was really cool. But when President Trump announced all of us, one by one, the place went crazy. The doors blew out. And I think he really saw at that moment, wow, we have something going on here. We have a movement going on here. And he endorsed me a couple months later.
He mentioned that several times where he said, the crowd loves Gary.
I think every time I see him, he mentions that. Yeah. That stuck with him. He also granted me a couple of interviews, exclusive interviews, when I was a journalist. He trusted me as a journalist to be fair with him. And I, of course, loved President Trump. I thought it was one of the most amazing presidents to cover as a journalist. His story, how he, you know, knocked out 18 other Republicans to win the nomination. That was amazing. And then how he went on to be a wonderful, awesome president, even though he was constantly being attacked. We had a real opportunity to cover that president as such a unique character in politics and government, and the press refused to cover him fairly. I did. He gave me two exclusive interviews, and I always treated him fairly. So I think he respected that.
Yeah, and it was they started to work as activists. So Arizona's my home, too, and I'm very invested in many different issues, the education issue, which I know you've been speaking out about, keeping the state from becoming California, constitutional liberty, COVID mandates, and all of that. But the one that I really want to focus on with you, which is probably number one, it's hard to say what's number one, right? Because there are all these, you know, multiple crises happening, is the immigration issue. And far too often, like the current governor of Arizona, he says, hey, there's not much I can do, right? And that's what he says. And I've known Governor Ducey for years and we get along. I just totally disagree with him. I see it completely differently. And I want to really explore that with you because, as I kind of mentioned in the kind of teasing segment at the beginning, the Constitution was – the states created the federal government. The federal government didn't create the states, right? And the Constitution was a compact of states.
Do you know what big tech and big government have in common? They both want to silence any dissenting voices into submission. It's true. Let's say you're a proud gun owner, and if you want to talk on social media about the right to bear arms, well, chances are that your post will be flagged by some content moderator, and you might end up on some kind of government watch list. To fight back against having your voice censored by both big tech and big government, I recommend ExpressVPN. You see, the problem with big tech is that they not only do they try to censor you, but they also track you, and then they sell you. When I use ExpressVPN, they can't see my IP address at all. My identity is anonymized by a secure VPN server. Plus, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of my internet data for protection from hackers and eavesdroppers. ExpressVPN is by far the best VPN I have ever tried, and that's why I use ExpressVPN all the time. What I love most about ExpressVPN is it couldn't be easier to use. The app has one button, you tap it, and you're protected. It's that simple. Go to expressvpn.com/Charlie, expressvpn.com/Charlie to get 3 months free. Visit expressvpn.com/Charlie to learn more.
As governor, I, Carrie Lake, will act boldly and aggressively to bring an end to our border crisis starting on day one. And I will see this mission through to the final minute of my final hour's tenure as governor of our great state. Okay. How will you address the border crisis from day one?
Well, I mean, day one, we obviously have an invasion at the border. And we will issue a declaration of invasion. We're going to start with that. And then we're going to get the ball rolling. And we're going to rumble with the feds on this. And we need to bring a coalition of states, like-minded states, together. And with that coalition, we will start working out a deal to secure our border because the feds aren't doing it. And I don't know why Joe Biden's not doing it. I mean, sometimes I think, okay, he's diabolical. He wants to see this kind of lawlessness at the border. He wants drugs smuggled in. But then I realize he doesn't have a lot going on up there. And maybe he's
probably
just
his team around him.
The
team around him definitely wants a borderless society, but I agree. It's not him. But
We're gonna have an interstate compact for border security with like-minded states. Honestly, this is an 11-page policy paper, but it's all right here in the Constitution. And it's Article 4, Section 4. The government is supposed to be protecting us as states. I mean, you could really just sum up what's in here by reading two sentences from the Constitution. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. They are not doing that. And there's a remedy in the U.S. Constitution, and it's Article 1, Section 10. No state shall, without the consent of Congress, keep troops, enter into any agreement or compact with another state or with a foreign power unless actually invaded or in such imminent danger as will not admit of delay.
So you're willing as governor to say, all right, we've tried to play nice. We've waited our turn. 2 million illegals have crossed into the interior of the United States.
More than that. That's how many have been apprehended.
Yeah, so we don't know. You could be right. It could be 5 million. I don't know. I don't think it's that much. But and you're saying it's time to sign a declaration of invasion.
Right.
Which would basically say it's an act of war. Is that right?
Pretty much. I mean, that's what's happening. We are being invaded by narco-terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
The cartels control our border. We don't have a border right now. I don't think people realize that. Some do. We don't have a border right now with the United States. It's in the hands of narco-terrorists. And, you know, we're living our life and we're seeing it now on the streets. We're seeing this 1.2, I believe it was, million fentanyl pills pulled out of a Scottsdale condo. Those were going to be in a neighborhood near you. And they weren't just staying here in Arizona. They're moving beyond Arizona. We're all border states now. We've got terrorists coming in. We have violent crime on the rise in every single city, and it's affecting our lives. And Joe Biden is either oblivious to this or he's complicit in it, and we're done. So we're going to take the fight right to the feds, and we challenge. Go ahead, sue us, arrest us, do what you have to do. But we want to find out in the courts if the U.S. Constitution still matters in this country.
So, and you're willing to mobilize Arizona Rangers, mobilize Arizona assets to the border,
yep.
Give them arrest authority, and say – sorry, Border Patrol. And by the way, the Border Patrol themselves, they want to do their job. They're
absolutely.
Just being told not to do their job by the regime.
Exactly. And not only that, they're being demoralized and the president is attacking them. I mean, when they were trying to do their job in Texas using horses to keep the people back, he took that image, twisted it around and made them look like they were racist. It's really reprehensible what the president has done. So we have a plan that involves not only finishing President Trump's wall. There's only 18 to 20 miles here in Arizona to be completed. And we're going to get the legislature, you know, and we're going to need to have people willing to work with us that are strong in the legislature to basically call the materials down there, materials that have been abandoned by the government. And once they do that, we can then use those materials which we paid for. I'm sure you've seen the video, right?
Mm-hmm. They're just sitting, they're just sitting and rusting away, right?
Right. We paid for those to build the wall, and we want to use those materials. And we're going to get the ball rolling to do that. But in the meantime, if we have to purchase our own, we will do so. We have a $600 million surplus in our budget. And if we have to, we'll use that. We'll also use assets that have been seized by the government. Rather by police and by mm-hmm. Border Patrol and things like that, that were the cartels. And we will bill the federal government for this when it's all said and done.
Yeah. And what you're really talking about here is the states taking responsibility for the crisis at hand, not waiting for the federal government to do it. And the federal government has had their chance. They have no concern at all over the southern border. They don't care. And almost treating this like a hurricane. Like, I'm going to sign the declaration of emergency. I'm going to use the assets necessary. I'm going to mobilize what we have at our disposal to protect our people.
Right. Absolutely. It's pretty basic stuff. We're going to get more troops on the border, Arizona National Guard. We're going to get the Arizona Rangers and get them back in action. Right mm-hmm. now, they're kind of a volunteer force. And we're going to empower law enforcement to make trespassing arrests. That's how it's going to start. Right now, thousands of people are coming in every day in Arizona, and they're willfully walking into the Border Patrol's arms, surrendering. Under this plan, they will walk in, surrender to the Border Patrol, and immediately be arrested and jailed. And we're going to send a very strong message to the cartels and anybody smuggling people. Don't come into Arizona. You're not welcome here. You will be arrested. And you're not just going to get a free pass into the United States. And we can do that. It's going to take cooperation.
Yes. Well, and so here's it. So the federal government will tell you can. And then there will be this tension, right?
Right.
And what will you do then?
Well, we're going to have to work with the legislature to get this compact between states going. And we're going to have to wait then for the U.S. Congress to okay it. But while we're waiting for that, we're still going to just keep getting the ball rolling and moving as if we have the authority and the okay. We will keep the federal government abreast of what we're doing, but we're not going to wait for their opinion on it or their approval.
Mm-hmm.
And this will eventually make it into the court system, obviously. And that's what we want. We actually want a showdown in Arizona with the federal government.
Well, I think the states have so much more power than we realize. For example, there are sanctuary cities right now in America,
mm-hmm.
right? So let me get this straight. Portland is allowed to say that illegals are welcome, which is in defiance to federal law, but Arizona is not allowed to enforce the law itself. And so I would just say, you know, if you become governor, whatever, Biden, arrest me, do whatever you want. I'm going to ignore you. We are going to protect our people. We're going to do whatever it takes.
Well, they're ignoring a court order right now to put the Remain in Mexico back policy back in. So they're ignoring laws as well. But I would welcome him, Joe Biden, coming down here and trying to arrest a sitting governor for trying to protect her state.
But he would have no, what would he arrest you for?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
And with what with what body, right? And with what people?
Exactly.
This is the point, is that we must provoke this moment where it's like, who's actually in charge?
Defy the feds and force, really kind of force this to come to a head.
Yes.
And we're going to find out then when it goes to the courts if the U.S. Constitution still holds.
And if not, then we're going to have to ask other questions.
We're going to have a lot of questions if it doesn't hold.
Yes.
But, you know, right now there's a lot in this plan. I would love to go through all of
it. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, some of the things I want to do right now in the 1980s, 1988, we created a tax court to deal with tax issues. We need to work with our legislature to create a border court to deal with all of these trespassing arrests that we're going to have, and in a speedy way deal with these issues to then eventually work people out and deport them back to Mexico. And we'll work talking to our friends in Mexico and the government there. And all of this stuff, when you start having interstate compacts and start working with the federal government, that's going to trigger the feds to get involved, because they're going to start looking and say, wait a minute, is it really an invasion at the border? And if they try to take back our troops, the National Guard, they'll have to admit that there is an invasion. In order to do that, they pretty much have to have an invasion.
Yeah, they could
war.
Nationalize the Arizona National Guard, but them enforce it.
But the reason for them nationalizing it, they'd have to have a reason. It would have to be that we're being invaded or that we're at war. And if they say we're being invaded, then that just proves our point. We are being invaded.
They can't nationalize the Arizona Rangers if you made it
separate.
Right. And so just kind of create your own entity and, you know,
and let it go.
That's right.
So we've got this plan is amazing. We're going to be putting it up on our website. We're actually working, trying to get the op-ed put out. As I said, we tried to put it in the Arizona Republic, which is our state paper here that has gone completely liberal. And they did not like the op-ed because in it, I talked about an invasion at the border, and they wanted me to change that and use a different word. And I said, I will not change that. Either you run it as it is, or we find somebody else to run it. So I don't think we're going to be able to work with them. Maybe they'll change their mind. I said, this is my op-ed, not your op-ed. And this is what's happening at the border. But imagine that. The local paper who covers this does not admit we have an invasion going on.
2 million plus, more probably,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm trying to look at the facts I wrote down on Yuma. In just one day, in 2 months rather, their folks coming across went up by 2,405% in Yuma. They're just walking across. I was down there in Yuma. Within 5 minutes of arriving at the border, guy comes over. He's Cuban. He's dressed in all white like he just came from out of the mall. Brand new clothes, white shoes. He did not walk. He was dropped off at the border and walked across into the arms of the Border Patrol, who's powerless to do anything. This has to stop.
So then what happens? Border Patrol just has to let him keep going? Or
they apprehend him, they process them, and then they say, okay, you're going to have a court date, come back. Right. We know what's happening. It's welcome to America. It's welcome to America, and that's got to stop. We have big hearts in this country, but we have to start using our brains.
Yeah, instantaneous deportation if you invade the country. Forget it.
Well, arrested. You know, and I was talking to a rancher a couple weeks ago down in Nogales. He said, Carrie, I found 4 bodies on my ranch. 4 bodies since Biden's been elected. They're pouring across. Drugs are pouring across. And this is out of control. We're afraid to walk on our own property because we might come across smugglers. It's dangerous. And not only is it dangerous on the border, but when these drugs make their way into our kids' lives, mm-hmm. That's when the mama bears out there are going to stand up and start raising some hell.
100,000 opioid deaths so far this year. Mm-hmm. 100,000. And a lot of it comes back to the southern border, which is happening
in
Arizona.
Well, and it's not just Mexico. I mean, fentanyl's coming over from China.
That's correct.
So these are international crime cells that are working on this. And Joe Biden's given them control of our border.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. People make a big deal out of New Year's resolutions, but I want you to commit to one right now. Resolve to do something that will help make this country get its greatness again and get back on track, like supporting causes and companies that share our values. I'm proud to tell you about my friends at Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. I use Patriot Mobile and you should too. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as the major carriers. So you get the same great nationwide coverage, plus the peace of mind that your money isn't supporting the radical left. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and is 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. More importantly, Patriot Mobile shares your values and supports organizations like Turning Point that are fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veterans. Go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie right now. Get a free activation with the offer code Charlie. Veterans and first responders save even more, so switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. Or call 972-PATRIOT. Or call 972-PATRIOT. Okay, Arizona audit. Actually, you want to make one more comment about immigration.
You know, we talked about my plan for the border. Mm-hmm. Defend Arizona is what it's called. And we can't, I think a lot of people want President Trump to come back. We wish he were president. I do. And maybe that will happen someday. Maybe he'll run again. I hope and pray he does. But we can't wait for Superman to come and save the day.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do it. Yes. President Trump laid the groundwork. He told us how things should go. He told us that we should stand up for our country. He told us that we should put America first. We know what to do. We need to go out and be that superhero and do the job.
I agree completely. So what's going on with the audit? What's the latest here with that?
Well, we're still waiting for our Attorney General, Mark Brnovich, to do something. And crimes were committed in that audit. Or crimes not in the audit. Crimes were committed, obviously, in the election. The audit revealed that.
Mm-hmm.
We need our Attorney General to do the right thing. We saw a video of him with the nunchucks. Did you see that video of him? Mm-hmm. He needs to put down the nunchucks, pick up the handcuffs, and make some arrests. We know that election laws were broken. And there's people on video breaking the law. So let's get some arrests made. That's how I feel about it. Because I want to know that going forward, our elections, we can have faith in our elections, that they're run honestly, and that they're secure. And we still haven't gotten the analysis of the paper ballots or the routers. I think we could still get some information to come out of there. But I'm not willing to give up keeping pressure on Brnovich on this. And we all need to keep the pressure on our elected officials to make sure that we get laws in place that secure our election. I wouldn't want my guy, President Trump, to win the way that Joe Biden allegedly won. We want honest elections. I want to know that when I go to bed after the election, you know, night results are in, that whoever won was won fair and square. And we don't have that right now. We have lost faith in our elections. So we're going to go through and take anything we learned from the forensic audit when I'm governor, and we're going to fix it.
Yeah. And so I guess, isn't this special session also coming in the Arizona legislature?
Well, that would be nice, but we'd have to have our governor call a special session.
Are they meeting this month? I thought they were. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I thought they were meeting.
I don't know about that.
And what else can be done to secure our elections?
Well, I think we need to put some laws in place to actually shore up the election laws that we have. We have to stop mailing out mail-in ballots to every Tom, Dick, and Harry out there. And we need to clean up our election rolls because mm-hmm. we saw that ballots were going out to people who were dead. They were going out to people who had moved years and years and, 10 years before, and they were still going out to those homes. So we got to get that cleaned up. I want to know that an election results are good, honest, and we can have faith in them. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we have that right now.
No. And Arizona's election integrity, kind of ability to handle election integrity, is going to be one of the most important issues for all elections mm-hmm. and the balance of the U.S. Senate and otherwise. So you're looking at Arizona. You look at the kind of the field. Why is this race so important? What are the national implications of this race?
It's hugely important. I mean, right now, if you know, people call it a blue state or a purple state. I believe it is a red state. You've got to throw away this last election because of all of the issues. Mm-hmm. It was shady, shoddy, and corrupt. So we can't look at that. And that we can't judge what Arizona is based on that last election. It's a conservative state. If we allow Arizona to become another California and a blue state, then we've lost the entire Southwest. And then imagine what our borders will look like. Mm-hmm. We won't have borders. We won't have a governor sitting in office who cares about that. And so I think it's a critically important state. I believe there's going to be a red wave, and I'm sure that you feel that way mm-hmm. with what you're seeing.
Yeah, we're seeing that on the ground. Talk about your campaign. It's growing quickly. You have the Trump rally coming up on January 15th, right?
Yep, in Florence.
How do they check that
out? Go to donaldjtrump.com/events, And you can sign up for that. There's going to be so many people there. I'd like to see it be the biggest rally ever. I'm going to be speaking at it. I'm thrilled to have that opportunity. And the president's going to bring me up on stage, which I'm excited about. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a big section with our Carrie Lake supporters there as well. So we're thrilled about that. It's his first rally of 22. I don't know what he's going to say, what, you know, his message is going to be, but I'm sure it's going to be about the election, probably about the border. He didn't give me any indication of what he was going to say, if he's going to break some news there, but he's very excited and looking forward to coming to Arizona.
DonaldJTrump.com/event,
right? Event. Is it event or events?
DonaldJTrump.com, they could check it out.
Yeah.
And then your website, KarriLake.com, KarriLake.com.
Yeah. And, you know, the issues are obvious. Everyone says, what's your top issue? And I say, there are so many, but if we don't get to the bottom of the corruption in our election system, mm-hmm. then none of those other issues matter. Elections, borders, our education on our children. We can't have this indoctrination, this Marxist ideology being forced on our children from K through 12. Then they go on and in our woke universities, they finish
right.
the job.
Carrie, you're doing a great job.
Thanks so much, Charlie.
CarrieLake.com. You guys could check out the rally, DonaldJTrump.com/events. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to listen to our podcast 24/7 on demand, make sure you are subscribed to The Charlie Kirk Show. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.